702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
At 7:49, a very good morning to you, Kabazela, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Are you well this morning?
I am very, 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 very well. Well, what is the most South African thing that you can do to keep warm in winter?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So, you know, trending obviously this morning on Twitter is the hashtag cold front, and many pictures and comments shared about the cold weather, and, you know, some things that have stood out, like, you know, when you go to the petrol station and there's those brushes that they'll use to clean your windscreens. They always leave that in water. So there's one video that's gone viral where one of the petrol attendants pick up one of those brushes, and it's just completely frozen with the water around it. Some beautiful pictures in the, I think, some parts of the Western Cape with the snow-topped mountain ranges looking so cool. Another video of a guy in Kimberley who's shared some very, very fine sleet that's been flowing down there overnight or late yesterday. So some really, you know, beautiful things to see in terms of the weather, but it's not nice to experience it. I mean, I feel sorry for people that are not in, you know, brick and mortar homes, because, you know, just even sitting in my house here, it is freezing. And I'm one of those guys who I don't put on a heater in the house for some reason. I don't know, maybe so I'm trying to save a buck or two. But, so when I try to keep warm in the house at night or during the day is like layers and layers of clothes, a beanie, a hot water bottle, electric blanket at night. And that's a very, very South African thing, because if you look at people who live in very cold parts of the world, when they're in their house, and I mean, when I've gone to the UK once or twice and stayed with a mate, and it's freezing outside, but inside you're walking around in shorts and it's so nice and warm, and that's like such a un-South African thing to do. So, and then we look at the UK now and they say they've got a heat wave of what, 30 degrees. Like, that's not a heat wave. Come to South Africa, you know? So they must look at us in winter and laugh as well, I imagine. So that's the question this morning is, what is the most South African thing you do in winter to keep warm?
Well, you're in good company, because Arabile Gumede is wearing 5 layers apparently today, and he looks like a ball, he says, but he refuses to take a picture and to share it on the social media platforms, because clearly 702 wants to see what he looks like when he is a ball. When I'm at home, I tend to keep like a fleece blanket or something over my legs. For some reason, yes, I don't really get cold from my waist up. So I could be walking out. I mean, I was in Joburg doing the early breakfast show there for a week, and every morning, both Bongani Bingwa and Aramila would going, "Aren't you cold?" Because they're walking in and I'm wearing T-shirt kind of thing, because I'm fine. but you know, and living on my own means that, you know, heating up using either a gas heater or electric heater is just a waste, because you are heating up the room, but for me it's just a waste of energy, which I'd rather not do.
Yeah. So let's hear some stories from our listeners this morning about that South African thing that they do to keep warm. And then, of course, like you said, now you wear short sleeve, but you get those guys who will wear shorts in this kind of weather. You know, even on a golf course on a Saturday morning, you'll go and it's freezing like this, and some oaks are in shorts, and you're like, look at them, and don't you feel the cold? And some people, I guess, probably just don't, you know, feel the cold as much as others do. So, yeah, that's another story, I suppose.
Slingshot ride and a seagull. What's that about?
Yeah, so I mean, amusement park rides and you know, these extreme kind of rides always come with you know, dangers involved, I suppose. And if you love a roller coaster or a slingshot, which I'm about to tell you about, maybe, you know, you've come across these kind of things. So the slingshot is basically it's a steel cage. They attach it to the ground with bungee ropes, and then they let it go, and then you shoot up into the sky. Pretty cool. I did it once many, many years ago at the old waterfront. And these two young girls, they've got the GoPro camera that is watching their facial expressions when they are about to be shot off into the sky. And there they are, they're excited and nervous, and then boom, it gets loose and they shoot up. And the next minute you see the seagull hit this one girl on the face, and it just like sort of tucks into her neck. And you can see her. I mean, she's obviously frightened and scared about what's going on with this slingshot. And then she's like, what the heck has just hit me? What's this in my neck? And then she realizes it's a bird, a seagull, and she sort of manages to grab it while she's being flung into the air and let it go. And then the seagull flies off. But a very scary moment there for her being flung in this slingshot. So also maybe if you've had an experience with an amusement park ride or something like that, where it hasn't really been the traditional sort of, you know, let's get on the ride and get off moment. Maybe something's happened whilst you've been on that ride. Maybe it stopped mid ride. That's probably one of the worst things as well. So maybe we can hear those stories too this morning, Africa.
Maybe we can indeed. Kabazela, please stay warm. Lovely chatting to you. Of course, he'll be back with Bongani Bingwa on Monday.